Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Expected Monday, a Supreme Court ruling on the most closely watched case this term, the Trump immunity case.
At the oral argument in late April, conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch warned of the consequences if the court says presidents are not immune from prosecution.
Perhaps if he feels he has to, he'll pardon himself.
But liberal Justice Elena Kagan asked,
how about if a president orders the military to stage a coup?
Most legal experts believe the court will find a way for the January 6th case to continue, even if it's focused only on what are deemed to be Trump's private acts rather than his official acts as president. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Two U.S. officials tell ABC News that several of our military bases across Europe are operating under the second highest level of security, indicating some kind of terrorist action or targeting of U.S. personnel is likely. North Korea test-fired two missiles. South Korea says one likely crashed near Pyongyang. This is ABC News. Sees Morgan Norwood. A complication Sunday in the 4th of July air travel. More than 1,000 flights canceled.
Delayed arrivals turn into delayed departures when planes can't get here on time or at all. And when a flight gets canceled during a busy holiday week, that can mean waiting a day or two to get the next available seat.
I'm trying to get back home from our first time in New York.
How was it?
It was great. We had a great time, but this is not great.
This man got here 3 hours early for his flight, only to have it delayed twice and then
canceled altogether.
Airlines don't have to offer credits or compensation when the issue is weather.
ABC's Sonia Rincon. Outside Pittsburgh in Wilkins Township, Arnie Levine has some repairs to make after his house was hit by a sport ute that rolled away, a trailer hauling a car attached.
Came all the way down, cut through the neighbor's yard, took her car and brought her car and his cars into our house.
Explain that to insurance. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever there'd be like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Just after 7 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network, it is Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home on Atwood Avenue or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Sun Prairie, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today or online at fullmeyerbeercompany.com. This band is going to be at Atwood Fest at the end of July. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and they're awesome. Peace, love, rock and roll. Here is Parkour Pharaohs. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Oh,
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Parker Barrow out of Nashville, Tennessee, from their 2023 album called Jukebox Gypsies. That song was called Count Your Dollars. Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll was part of that double dip.
Dang, those were both rockers.
Yeah.
Those were great songs.
An amazing band. I actually just discovered them earlier this week. I listened to them because they're coming to Atwood Fest.
Yes.
And I was like, I got to check this band out. And I was blown away. And they're going to be on the Luther Allison stage on Sunday, July 28th at about 5:30 p.m. They're the last band on the stage. And they're going to rock Atwood Fest to a great close, rocker.
Oh, they are, Jimmy. When I discovered them, I was like, wow, these guys are hot. They are coming 100 miles an hour. This is the perfect thing to put on the other side of VO5, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're like, you know, VO5, I've seen them, and I want some kind of alternative, Parker Barrow is it. And they're just some great Southern fried rockers, amazing singer. And
actually, they're playing opposite of Generation Jones.
Oh, that's right. Sunday. I'm sorry.
Yeah, on Sunday. Yep.
That would be Dusty Bow that was on the other side. And, yes. And he's awesome, too. You know, Dusty Bow, he's from Louisville, Kentucky. Another artist that is just amazing, similar to Parker Barrow, a little bit of Southern fried rock.
Okay.
And also Elizabeth Mary. Elizabeth Mary Band will be opening up for Parker Barrow.
Oh, fantastic.
And they get their name from Bonnie and Clyde, right? So Bonnie, their last names.
Parker Barrow?
Yes. Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
See, this is education. I did not know that Bonnie and Clyde had last names. I thought they were like Cher, you know?
You know, I've watched the movie great movie, by the way, the Bonnie and Clyde movie. Who are the two women?
Faye Dunaway?
Yes.
Faye Dunaway and Buster.
Ryan...
The real famous guy.
It's too bad we didn't have like a powerful tool that we could like do a search.
If only I had a supercomputer in my pocket. Mm.
Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin is what we do all night. Thanks again to CJ for coming in, giving us all the beer and telling us about the happenings out in FullMileBeerCompany.com. Rocker, we still got a few guests left tonight. What's coming up?
We do, Jimmy. But, you know, before we go there... You know, there's some texts we just got in, and Tom from New Berlin, he's going crazy on the texter, but he said that Highway 29, we were talking about the north starting, Highway 29 is the Packer Viking freeway.
I love that.
And I'm questioning Tom right now because I actually replied to that as Go Pack Go.
Yeah.
And he just texted back questioning Go Pack Go. Are you not a Packer fan, Tom?
Oh, boy.
If he's a Viking fan, I'm going to lose my mind.
He could be.
We have
to
learn to live together with each other. Packer fans, Viking fans, occasional Bears fans.
Oh, that's fake news.
No, okay.
That's fake news there.
Never mind.
Well, I married a Bear fan, so I have to coexist.
I married a Viking fan, so I feel your pain, man.
Yeah. Wow, well, I married a Packer fan, so I'm all good.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We still want to know your definition of up north rocker.
So, Jimmy, let's see who we still have coming in tonight. Lola's High Low Lounge right here on the north side of Madison. Matt Girding, he'll be in to tell us all about the vinyl and the cocktails and some of the food they have there. And then live in the lair, it's Sarah. She's in here tonight. We're going to get in-depth and hear a lot of good songs.
Looking forward to that.
Shane Christopher Neal has the Indy 45 show, original local music from the Southern Ontario music scene. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. And then Rob Roberts is here at 11 with After Hours.
I want to know the line that makes Southern Ontario.
South of Toronto.
Oh, my.
By Niagara Falls right there.
Right.
At the point where like the snow never melts.
Right.
And Shane's supposed to call in here in about 10 or 15 minutes. We'll have a chat with him here. So, Rocker, let's talk Atwood Fest real quick, because that's coming up at the end of July, July 27th and 28th here in Madison.
It's, on the east side.
You know, we're a little biased here, you and I, because you're the guy who makes the music happen at Atwood Fest. I get to MC a stage. So, in my opinion, it's the best Madison outdoor festival. Tell us a little bit about Atwood Fest and some of the highlights that you're really excited about this year.
Well, you know, Jimmy, this is actually our 10th anniversary. Atwood Fest...
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Atwood Fest came out of Atwood Summerfest, which started back like in 1981. So it was a longstanding festival that I started with in 2002. And in 2014, the Goodman Center, who was putting it on, decided to give up the ghost. And now the Sassy Neighborhood Organization, the Barrymore Theater, and Sector 67 have now banded together to kind of take this over. And so this is our 10th year doing it. And there's, you know, three stages now. 2 days, 30 bands. It's, you know, a whole street full of vendors. We close off Atwood Avenue from Winnebago, which is up by Tex Tubbs.
Yep.
Taco Palace, all the way down to Monty's, where the Sugar Maple stage is. And then now we've moved the biggest stage into the United Way parking lot, which gives us a lot more room.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'll be great.
And so we've grown.
And one of the coolest upgrades about Atwood Fest is what took the Clyde Stubblefield's place in the Monty's parking lot, and that's the Sugar Maple stage.
Yes.
They were awesome last year, and this year they're even going to be better for sure.
It is, and there's some great local music, and from noon to 3 o'clock, it's local music, and then starting at 3 o'clock is more local music, but it becomes bluegrass, and the Sugar Maple Fest, who sponsors that stage, takes over the booking of that and books some of their bluegrass artists that come through that are, you know, absolutely amazing. But now, Jimmy, here's some new news for you. From 12 to 3 o'clock on both days on the Sugar Maple stage, Gordy Young, Civic Media's and Mad Radio's Gordy Young, will be the MC over on that stage. And he'll kick off with Feastette and Candy Cigarette and all the bands that we have playing from 12 to 3.
Nice.
On the Sugar Maple stage.
You got to get John Peterson down to the Luther Allison stage for me. I want to drink beer with John Peterson.
Oh, he might do it.
Yeah.
He likes Parker Barrel.
You can get all the details about Atwood Fest. You can get the full band lineup and all the details. Make sure you check out the FAQ questions, because there's some important information, especially if you're thinking about bringing your dog. Don't do that. That's in there.
Not the time
Atwoodfest.com. That's Atwoodfest.com to get all the information. It's going to be a great time, July 27, 28 here in Madison.
Yes.
This band is going to be at Atwood Fest on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, 3:30 on Saturday. It's Automatic Lover and Helena. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hey! welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music, but Dusty Bow out of Lincoln, Nebraska, that is ready. Dusty Bow is ready to come to Madison.
I believe he's from Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, is it?
I thought he was in Nebraska.
No, that's Chris Lager, Jimmy.
Oh, of course. Can I just start this break all over again?
Yeah. Dusty Bow from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm telling you, he is an amazing guitar player, amazing singer, great band. He's going to be perfect on that stage.
He's playing 8:30 p.m., closing out Saturday night on the Luther Allison stage. Please stop by the Luther Allison stage if you come to Atwood Fest. I happen to be the MC of that stage. And E-Dub, my radio brother from a different mother, he's my backstage god. Love E-Dub. Dude, E-Dub backstage.
And Casey James, right? You guys are the crew over there.
Casey James, right?
another radio guy, right? Yeah. All the radio guys, that's what we're doing is Atwood Fest. Hey, Jimmy, I'll tell you something really cool about Atwood Fest.
Okay.
We are going to have a new grand finale on the Clyde Stubblefield stage.
Oh,
and it's going
tell.
To feature the band Generation Jones.
Yes.
And Wow, just that's an all-star band right there.
They're a super group here in Madison.
Mauro Magellan and on drums from the Georgia Satellites, and Michael Massey, of course.
Shondell Marks.
Shondell Marks.
The guy from the producer, of the producers.
Kyle Henderson of the producers. And the guitars from Chaser. So now what they're going to do is they're going to be the house band. So what we're going to do is Generation Jones, Joey's Song in July. So we're going to kind of keep this theme of Joey song going, but with local celebrities. So throughout the whole set that Generation Jones is going to be doing, we're going to be bringing in different local celebrities to either sing a song or play their instrument or the guitar from their set list. So it's going to be this kind of really cool thing that we're going to do. And that's going to end the festival on Sunday night.
We should have a bunch of people, like our volunteers for Atwood Fest, go through the crowd with collection baskets and collect some money for Joey's Song. We can just donate it. We can just give it to them right there.
Oh, well, Joey's Song, they're going to, you know, Michael, you know where he's going to be that day?
He's going to be having the collection basket, right?
No, he's going to be backstage at Alanis Morissette because he's trying to get Alanis Morissette to throw in for Joey's Song in January.
That's so pretty ironic.
He's going to be like on a big recruitment.
I was talking to the guys from the Goo Goo Dolls. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a great cause. It's, you know, to raise awareness for epilepsy. And, so we'll just kind of, we're going to just try that spirit and, you know, kind of have fun with it and just do a similar thing where, you know, you bring in these celebrities, you know, our local celebrities who are, you know, more or less at Atwood Fest already because it's such a East Side festival.
Can you drop any names?
I'll tell you, there's going to be some songs that Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter are going to play on, which I think will be really, really cool.
Nice.
That'll be cool to see her.
It's good. You're going to have to come to Atwood Fest.
You're going to have to go. Okay, I'll go. I'm going. All right. I commit. I will be there.
Nice.
She just committed.
I just committed.
Now, click on the Atwood Fest event on Facebook, though, for me. And
okay.
And click going.
So show the world that I am committed.
Yes.
You got it.
And then share it to 10 of your friends.
And then share it to 10 of my friends.
The
all
internet
right.
declaration
okay,
of
any
love.
Do I need to write all this down?
You probably should. We'll have Maggie Dawn, Civic Media's Legal Eagle, draw up a contract here.
That'd be great.
We'll get on that right now. Hey, stick around. We got more Max Inc. Radio coming up live in the lair with Sarah just around the corner.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side